The thing that struck me out of the reading was the three places, Luz, El, Bethel, and Beth sort of speaks of a progression. And in the text, it talks of it being a progression that the Lord undertook when in the world, but just framing it in terms of the Word in us. So it's the same progression that the Word in us takes towards its glorification within us. Luz is described as the natural that the Lord made divine. The idea here is that in logopraxis, the focus is on the Word as the Lord within us. And so everything said of the Lord in the world in the sacred scripture is parallels what takes place within the human mind. It unfolded in time, but they were spiritual principles that were unfolding in time, divine principles, which are continual. They're not something that just ends. You know, this is the living breath of God that is constant. So this process is continually playing out within the whole of humanity, with humanity as a whole, and also with each individual person as well. So the same things are running on different levels. So, you know, the Lord enters our mind through the letter of the Word, and we bring our own ideas essentially about it. What is of the Lord is still of the Lord. What is of our own ideas is not. But they clothe what is of the Lord, just as he was clothed with a body when coming into the world. So the same process unfolds. What happens is that when the Word enters and gets clothed with our own kind of stuff, that stuff is like the maternal human. It has to be put off. So what it gets clothed with generally, so if we take it within a religious sort of context, it gets clothed with traditions and ideas and formulations of doctrine that others have come up with, offer. And, you know, that's how things work. But they haven't been tested for us personally. We just take them on as garments, essentially. So there comes a point, and that's our historical faith. And there'll be a lot of falsity mixed up in there as well. But as soon as we begin to work with the Word, take the letter of the Word, and we begin to look to apply it, what starts to happen is that some level of light is shone on those things that have been added to. And we get to see them. That seeing is not us seeing. It's the Lord in us as the Word who does the seeing and gives it to us as if it is our own seeing. And we enter into this process whereby those ideas that don't align with the Word start to get put off. And that's the Lord putting off the maternal human in us. Then what happens is that as that is put off, truer or more genuine ideas about what is true start to be put on. That's the loose. That's the human from the Father, not yet divine, because we haven't recognized it as such. They're just ideas that work better at that stage, if you like. So we take those, and that opens up more, and we can do more work, and we can apply things on a deeper level. And then we begin to see that actually this is from the Lord, and this is the Lord making his natural, right? Making his natural holy. There are ideas from the Lord, which are now starting from a deeper level, that are now starting to manifest within the understanding of things. And that then gets strengthened and built up so that the doctrine now is something that is living. And this is El Bethel. This is that point in the journey. And then there comes a point where there's a realization that this is actually the Lord. There's no two ways about it, that the Word is actually the Lord, right down to its very letter. And it's at that point that the Word is glorified. It is seen to be divine, not from the divine, but to be Jehovah himself. And that is Bethel. So what we have outlined in the story is, yes, the Lord's process when he was in the world that serves as an anchor for our thinking, but to see it as the Word unfolding in us brings it much closer to home. And then that process is what is happening at the scale of the grand man, continually unfolding as the Lord is making his human divine in that sort of process way.